Welcome to Edmonton Social Planning Council's blog post. This post is titled, Homeless Encampments in Edmonton, an Individualized Symptom of Systemic Homelessness, and is written by Jordan Clark, Marcy Shu. What are encampments? Quote, while they vary in size and structure, the term encampment is used to refer to any area wherein an individual or a group of people live in homelessness together, often in tents or other temporary structures. Also referred to as homeless camps, tent cities, homeless settlements, or informal settlements, end quote. As the rates of people experiencing homelessness in Canada rise, so too do the rates of encampments. Unfortunately, due to issues such as colonization and systemic injustices, some people are more likely to experience homelessness. Indigenous peoples are significantly overrepresented in the homeless population in Canada, as well as young people aged 13 to 24, who account for about 20% of this population, one-third of which identify as LGBTQ2S+. Despite the root causes of homelessness being large-scale structural issues, the need for encampments is commonly misunderstood as resulting from individual shortcomings. A study which scanned Twitter for common discourses among tweets containing the word homeless found several stigmatizing themes, including the notion that people experiencing homelessness are dirty, socially deviant, scam artists, violent, sexual predators, criminals, and deserve to be homeless due to addictions and laziness. This stigma is highly problematic and causes unjust and harmful responses to encampments, leading to further marginalization of people experiencing homelessness. Why choose encampments? A common argument towards dismantling encampments is that shelters already exist to provide housing to people experiencing homelessness. Shelters offer a designated space for individuals to rest, access services, and escape the extremities of Albertan weather. So why would people opt for encampments over permanent shelters? Brown and authors offer some explanations. Encampments create a sense of community and belonging for residents. Encampments provide more freedom for residents. For example, they can come and go as they'd like and can self-govern. Individuals accessing shelters report feeling as if they are guests who are expected to only access services in the short term. Shelter availability is minimal and often not appropriate for all individuals. Bed shortages remain an issue. Shelters require check-ins at a certain hour, resulting in many people being turned away if they attend late. The unpredictability of shelters may dissuade individuals. Sobriety requirements are frequently included in shelter policies, thus resulting in people being turned away. Shelters are often unsafe due to threats of theft and conflict with other residents. Shelters are not appropriate for all families. For example, some shelters only accept female residents. Pets are usually not permitted in shelters. Encampments in Edmonton. Many encampments can be found throughout Edmonton, resulting in many conversations on how best to respond to them and the needs of those experiencing homelessness. Edmonton's response is determined by the risk level of the encampment, designated high or low, and involves the encampment response team, a partnership between the City of Edmonton, Homer Trust, Boyle Street Community Services, Bissell Center, and the Edmonton Police Service. The city defines high-risk encampments as presenting risks such as size, biohazards, needles, garbage, fire, and proximity to schools or playgrounds, and are closed within 1 to 3 days by peace officers and the Edmonton Police Service. The encampment response team is responsible for closing low-risk encampments, encampments which do not present the same risks mentioned above, by setting a date ahead of time and offering outreach support to connect residents to housing and health support. Critics argue that city's encampment response, which was set up to prevent another large encampment similar to Camp McEwen, has no lasting effect in supporting these individuals and does nothing but displace the encampments to other neighborhoods. McEwen, Cree for Coming Home, was set up on July 24, 2020, by frontline workers and Indigenous-led community organizers and hosted approximately 400 Edmontonians per day for food, services, and a place to camp. The camp was closed after 4 days' notice on November 12, 2020, and residents were redirected to existing shelters. More recently, council denied the potential of piloting a city-run encampment with amenities such as washrooms, food, and on-site social services due to the pilot's difficult setup and cost, as well as the potential of causing, quote, problems for neighbors, end quote. Council has indicated they will continue to discuss potential responses to encampments, but have not committed to any strategies thus far. What can we do? We need to shift perspectives of encampments away from our current stigmatized understanding towards one which respects the inherent dignity and worth of all individuals, regardless of their housing status. As community members, an essential first step is reflecting on our own views of people residing in encampments. Are we directly or indirectly contributing to the stigmatization of people experiencing homelessness? Are we advocating for their inclusion? Or are we supporting policies which further marginalize these members of our community? Holding our government leaders accountable is another important step in supporting individuals accessing encampments. Supporting council members and political parties who are willing to invest in addressing housing issues can make a huge difference in the lives of many people experiencing homelessness. Brown and authors offer several recommendations to respond to encampments from a human rights lens based on the National Protocol for Homeless Encampments in Canada. The full report, including recommendations, can be found through the link on the original blog post. Essentially, the authors argue that our response to encampments must not substitute addressing homelessness and must be done so with human rights principles in mind at every step. Quote, the creation of more permanent affordable housing, including supportive housing, is the only long-term solution to unsheltered homelessness. Encampments are but one symptom of unsheltered homelessness. End quote. Jordan Clark Marcy Shu is a volunteer with Edmonton Social Planning Council and is a social worker who's passionate about spreading knowledge and advocating for systems change for the betterment of all individuals. Her personal interests include hiking, kayaking, skiing, playing slow pitch, reading, and adventuring with her pup. To enjoy more of our blog posts or to learn more about Edmonton Social Planning Council, please visit our website at www.edmontonsocialplanning.ca or follow us on social media at Edmonton SPC. Thank you for listening.